No, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Nase of the menorah, the Nase of the candles. Shows for Noah, we know it symbolizes the Chachmas HaTorah, the wisdom of Torah, which was the Nase showed the victory of Chachmas HaTorah versus Chachmas Yom, which is Chachmas Chatzonis, the Chachma of Chayil, Chachma of Kodesh, the Chachma of Chayil, and the Netzachim of the Chashmonaim, the Kahanim, the Chashmonaim over Yom was really a Muhammad and the Netzachim from over Pnimis, the Indian of Torah versus Yom, which is Chayil. So we have to explain it a little. It's Chachma, which is called Kodesh, Chachma Satur, which is called Kodesh, Chachma Hashem. Chazal tell us, Chachma Bagoyim Tam. People tell you it's Chachma Bagoyim, couldn't believe it. It's Chachma Bagoyim. Torah Bagoyim Al Tam. Bagoyim ain't Torah, the Pasuk says, there's no Torah Bagoyim. Difference between Chachma Satur, Lahapnu, Chachma Schayl, Chachma Bagoyim. The difference which we always call the difference between Pnimis and Chatzonis, Chachmas Yavim is called Chachmas Chatzonis, Chachmas Hatorah is called Chachmas Adul Chachmas Pnimis. The difference between Pnimis and Chatzonis, how do we define Pnimis? What's called Pnimis, what's called Chatzonis? Pnimis is always called something that you could attach to, you could behold, you could sense. With the senses of the neshama. The neshama has its senses. The senses of chelik lekai namal of the neshama is called pnimis. And what you can sense with your guf, with your body, with your physical body, tangible, with the senses of the guf, that's called chatzonis. In other words, you can look, you can have a ria, a sight, which is a ruchnistic sight, like a novi, it's called a roya. If you have a Gashmistic side, you have a Shmir hearing like we heard the voice of Hashem and Harsinat, and you can hear playing, you can hear Gashmis sound. So Pnimis and Chatzonis is like the difference between Neshama and Guf. Whatever you can attach to with the Neshama is Pnimis, whatever you attach to with the Guf is Chatzonis. Now, Chatzonis, philosophy, science, all the mother chitzonis is not ra. It's not essentially ra. It's not bad. It's chayil. It's not kodesh. It's called chayil. In other words, what's the difference? Kodesh means that it connects you to Hashem. It's Hashem. You feel Hashem. In other words, you're connected directly to Hashem. And chayil is not directly connected to Hashem. It's fine. It could, from chayil, it could also have a certain wisdom which teaches you the presence of Hashem, the Creator. You see creation, you could derive from it the presence of the Creator, but you're not directly attached to Hashem, to Chayil. And the terminology of Chassidus or Kabbalah, it's called Klipas Noga. It's called Klipas Noga, means that Klipa, which is Klipa stands for like Sitra, for not the Kedusha, it's like the shell of the Kedusha. It's not ra, but it's noiga. Because noiga means it doesn't have the light, it doesn't have the real light that Ruchnis has. And we know always the klal, the principle is that klipas noiga, you could be mal, you could lift it up and use it, change it over to kodesh, it could serve the kodesh, and it could be changed over to be kodesh. But if it's not used, utilized in the right way to serve kodesh, then it remains choy. It's choy. We also know that since the chait of Eitz Hadas, of moderation, became a big taruvus, mixture of toy and ra, so klipas noiga, if it's not attached to the kodesh, it's very not shchiach, that it should be, that probably would be mixed with a lot of ra, sheker, a lot of ra. Let's say philosophy doesn't have to be bad, but if it's not lifted up through Torah, through kodesh, it's not used to understand her, if it doesn't respect her with the right respect, so then it's going to end up to be a big, many, many, a big part, not true and not good, Shita. It's be the Shita. The Ra will come. The philosophy will come to not true conclusions. Not true. It wouldn't be a Chachma which is the Ra, not the Toy. It's Klipas Noiga. Beis Hamikdash is called the Beis Hamikdash, Ba'is of Kodesh. Shiros Hashchana, the Beis Hamikdash. There is the revealed presence of Hashem. There you can meet Hashem. Hashem comes revealed in the Beis Hamikdash. It's the meeting place where you meet the Rabbi Nishla. It's Kodesh. It's Kodesh. Beis Hamikdash is the place of Kodesh. The Ra, the fault of the Yevonim, Chachmas Yavam, wasn't so far so much as the wisdom of Yavam. Yavam were the Chachamim and science and philosophy. This was the Greek culture. The Ra wasn't because of the culture as philosophy and science. The Ra was the bad, evil part of it. They didn't respect Kodesh. Not only they didn't respect Kodesh, they hated Kodesh. They were fighting against anything that's Kodesh. They sort of didn't want to recognize the presence of Kodesh. So we had a Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash says, "Boy, Pritzim v'chaluliyum." They made it chod. They made it from Kodesh chod. They wanted to institute in Klal Yisrael, and there were many. They had many people who were influenced through their culture. That the Beis Hamikdash should be, and that's why all of Yiddishkeit and all of Torah should be like a temple, a nice temple. Okay, yeah, like a conservative temple, reformed temple. It's a temple. It's chod. You serve Hashem. Everything with chod. Nothing with Kodesh. You completely ignore and you don't relate to anything that's Kodesh. Nothing that has to do with Nisham. Abai Shalchad. Boy, the Pritzim came with Chilulu. They made it Chod. They made it from Kodesh, they made it Chod. They made it from a base on Mikdash, they made a temple of Chod. And the Tuma was so much. The Tama, it contaminated all the whole base on Mikdash. And Chazal tells us that there was no Kiddush on the base on Mikdash. Lalach also didn't have the halachas of Kedusha. Kedusha sort of left the Beis Hamikdash. Until the Chashmonaim brought us back. Or Pritzim v'Chilulu. Halacha was even halacha, you weren't moiled the Kodesh. If you're Nahana from the Kodesh, it was not in Mila, because it wasn't Kodesh. Or Pritzim v'Chilulu. Yavim was called Nach, Mil, called Yavim, Tzvi Ruizim, a goat. And goat it symbolizes the Chazal. Many times, psukim, like what you call someone who's a mechutzif. Chutzpah is called a goat. A goat is a mechutzif. He's an ace. Ace lashon aspanu. He's an aspanu. He's a mechutzif. He doesn't respect what should be respected. That symbolizes that clip of goat. You know, a goat likes to jump around in an unrespectful way. He doesn't respect his boss, to the one that gives that takes care of him. He's a disrespectful creature. That symbolizes ism. So there's chitzonis and there's pnimis. If we define chutzpah, the real definition of chutzpah means that a chitzoni that doesn't respect pnimis. That's the fundamental definition of lashon kodesh of chutzpah. I'll give you a mashal, let's say. You can find many times in the Kedusha too, people in the firm society too. There's let's say a tzaddik. Let's say if you're familiar, let's say the sons of Rav. Let's say the tzaddik sons of Rav. You know, the sons of Rav served Hashem in a way that was completely higher than Derech HaTeva. His avodah was like beyond all abilities of a person to serve Hashem. His tzedakah, he gave tzedakah all his money, everything that he had, and he borrowed and gets stuck. He davened with all his koyach, with all his klois and nefesh. He made koyles and davened lahavas, the biggest lahavas. But you could see it in the outside too. He's a smarter b'tayr, he's godless b'tayr. So when a tzaddik once expressed to the sons of Rav, the sons of Rav is higher than the laws of time. It's 24 hours a day he learns, 24 hours a day he davens, 24 hours a day he was stuck. So he's above the limitations of time. He was such a tzaddik that you couldn't imagine that someone should serve eventually more bigger, more kayak, more mysterious nefesh than the sons of Rav. So you couldn't, no one could challenge his tzitkis. No one could say, you know, who says he's a tzaddik? Yeah, we see that. Everyone sees that. Let's say a tzaddik, the Hedic original, was a tzaddik that didn't see anything. Didn't see any slavs by his davening. Didn't see nothing. Didn't say Torah. Sat by a tish. Went, didn't come out anything. Didn't hardly did anything. Why was he a tzaddik? Who says he was a tzaddik? It was all tzaddikim, all erlichim, all Oyel Hashem. They just heard one word of the Rishna. Even they just came close to the Rishna. They were in one room with the Rishna. They felt that the Shechina is there. When the Rishna said only one word, it had such an effect that he could live with that for years, with the Sairus, with the Kedusha of one word that the Rishna said. The Shechina was with him. But of course, this couldn't be sensed with Gashmis. You have to sense that with Nisham. So a Mechutzah would mean that someone who says on the Rishna, says, well, sounds rough, it's a tzaddik. But the Rishna, who says? Rishna is not a tzaddik. Who's there? I don't see nothing. And I challenge the tzitzkis, and it doesn't respect the Rishna. It's only because he's not a neshami. He's not an ish neshami. He's a chetzaini. And he has no connection, can't relate to anything that's primis, that's neshama. So he doesn't respect it. He doesn't have the right respect for it. Because he's a chetzaini. There's a migdash, there's a big emphasis. And the inyan of pnimis, the Ashras Ashkenah, which is pnimis, is the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, and there's the Ba'ais itself, the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, the Hechel, and there's Lufnai and Lufnan, the Kurdish Kaddish. And the chatzar of the Mishkan, so the Yar, the chatzar of the Mishkan, was in Mizbeach HaChitzah. And there was a lot going on. It was very busy. There was a lot of kabbanis every day, busy with kabbanis. There was even a halacha that you have to make it busy, make it look busy. Based on the Kimna Halach Baragish, the Pasuk says. It has to be a Ragish, it has to be a tumult. You have to tumult. You have to see action. You have to see a lot of action. A special maid, four times a day, should be a special girl on the Avodah. Didn't do that one time, did it four times, divided into four times. So it should be tumult. You want a tumult. You wanted one action. The Levim sang Shira. There was a lot going on. Everyone could see that this is a place of Avodah. Came into the Hechel, the house itself, hardly anything was going on. It was very quiet, very silent, sort of. One time a day, there was two times a day was Keteris, and also the Adlokas Aneris, the Tavis Aneris, the Adlokas Aneris. Okay, so it's only about two times a day there was action. The morning and the noon, that's all. Shabbos, there was the change to Lechem Apanim. Okay. Nothing else was going on. Went to the Kodesh Kodeshim, nothing was going on. Besides Yom Kippurim, what's the Kodesh Kodesh? The Aron. The Aron. So someone's going to ask you, what's the Kodesh Kodesh all about? This is a Beis HaMikdash, this is a Avodas Hashem. So you say, look at the Aron, Ashras Hashem. This is where the Shekhinah is. The Shekhinah is there. And when the Shekhinah is there, it's very primis. You can't see anything externally. It's only Yom Kippur, you go there. The only time there's action, there's Yom Kippur. But like this, it's plain primis. It's the original. The original is there. It's the Aron Kodesh, the Kodesh Kodesh. You don't see anything. What is it? Ashras Hashem. So there's a big emphasis to show that the inyan of pnimis in the Beis HaMikdash. The more the pnimis, the less you saw at the outside, the more Ashras Hashem there was. The Yevanim are Chachmas Chitzonis, Chachma of philosophy. The Torah is called Chachma Pnimis. The difference between Torah and Yavam is that if you ask what's the Torah more than, because it's more than that, I'm not going to the whole sugya now. But the basic difference between Chachmas Chitzayin and Chachmas HaTayr is the Chachm which is Kodesh. The Shechinah is there. The Shechinah is there. It's a pneumistic difference. With learning Torah, you could behold the Shechinah. You can behold the Rebbein Shem. You can connect to Hashem directly. And the Yevanim didn't respect that because they're Chitzayinim. They're Chutzpah. That's called Chutzpah. Chutzpah means someone who is a Chitzayini that doesn't respect pneumis. That's what Chazal say on Mamza. Chazal say, Mamza Talmud Chacham is koydom the Kohen Gadol on Eretz. Mamza Talmud Chacham is bigger than the Kohen Gadol on Eretz. And the word Darshans is from a pasuk, Yikara Yim Pninim, the Torah, which is Yikara, is Yikara, it's more precious than Pninim, than diamonds, it's more precious, it's than pearls, diamonds, whatever. That the Torah is more precious than Pninim. And Chazal Darshan, Torah, which even Mamza Talmud Chacham could learn Torah, is more precious than the Kohen Gadol that goes Lufnai V'Lufnan. Pninim means the Kohen Gadol, since Maram is the Kohen Gadol, the Pninim that he goes Lufnai V'Lufnan. So what's how do you masbar and explain this Chazal? He's like this. Kohen Gadol is a pnimi. His merum is the word pninim to show that he's a pnimi. It's not playing the word, no, it's not playing on words, pninim, pnimi. Because a diamond is something that you have to be trained to appreciate a diamond. Not everyone knows what a diamond is. Someone who doesn't have the sense, the difference between a diamond and a plain crystal, a plain shiny glass ornament, or whatever, which is a cheap imitation of a diamond, he's going to challenge the diamond dealer and says, why you charge so much money for this diamond? This diamond costs thousands of dollars, whatever. And this, I'll show you a cheap intake. It's the same thing. So he's going to show me small differences. So he's going to say, because of the small difference, this tiny difference of shine that makes the difference between thousands, hundreds, thousands of dollars to put it to nothing. So what did she say? You're not a maid. You're not a maid. You know, you have to be trained. Many times when people are not trained in understanding a deep svara in Torah, the Chaim's going to say svara, the Briskerov's going to say a deep svara. So he's going to say over the svara. He says, oh, that's the svara. You're not chopping the world. She said, what's the difference? The world is this. It's the same thing. What's the difference? It's all the same. You know, I'm saying it. You're not trained to understand the svara of Briskerov, you know. You have to be trained. You have to know this is the world, and if you go a little different, it's nothing. You're saying nothing. It's called pninim. Pninim and pnimi is the same idea. Pninim means it's a diamond. You have to be a pnimi to understand, to appreciate, to understand the value of a diamond. So the pasuk says like this, that the Torah is so precious and has the ability to, so yokar. Yokar means it's so precious. It's a precious diamond that it could change over a mamzer. Chazal always say the siman of a mamzer is chutzpah. You see someone's a chutzpah, it's a middle chutzpah kilohash mamzer. That's sort of a symptom of a mamzer. You see someone a chutzpah, that's a symptom that he's a mamzer. So the Torah could change over a mamzer who is a chetzaini. He's a chetzaini, he's a chutzpah. And the Torah could change him over and make him even more than a kind of. Shekhoigal is a pnimi. So you see from this chazal that how the chazal defined the Indian of chutzpah. Mamzer is chutzpah, means the chatzaini. And pnina means pnimi, which is the opposite of a mamzer. So Yavim has chutzpah. Chutzpah of Yavim, they don't respect, they don't have the due respect to the Kedushas HaTorah, Kedushas HaMitzvahs, Kedushas HaTorah, anything that's Kedush. Not only they don't have the respect, they fight it, they hate it, they're against it. So this is the Muhammad which was between Klal Yisrael and the Yavanim at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a big nes. Chanukah happened, a real big nes. A nes is what's called a big nes. Now you see in the dreidel, nes gadol hayasham, big nes. Why is a nes gadol? If you look begashmis, you don't really see it's such a big nes. The nes was could be Rabbi Yad Ma'atam. Okay, this is not much such a nes like it sees with Ram. It happens sometimes. Rabbi Yad Ma'atam, the nes of the Menorah. No, it's a little certain wonder because a bracha should be on Shaman. Find many times the time of Elisha, he made a bracha on the Shaman. Before the name Arabi was always such a bracha. The name Arabi is in the many of the Madli Vahim Messiah was always a bracha on the name Arabi. There's always a certain nes. What's the big nes? What's the big nes of the nearest Chanukah? A nes is defined in many ways. If the Rebbe Hashem has a certain way of hanhagin, of conducting his world, and the Rebbe Hashem sometimes changes the different and changes, even though the normal sort of hanhag of the Rebbe Hashem, the policy of the Rebbe Hashem reveals himself in the world and leads the world and controls the world, has certain laws and regulations. And when the Rebbe changes these regulations, sometimes even though the Gashmis, you wouldn't see such a big nes, but it's a big, if a big change happened, even though the Gashmis, it doesn't show out so much, it's called a big nes. I once heard of Rutan Zuchan Ruch, he said that one of the biggest nisim is that there's such a metzias of a ger. A ger is a very big nes, because from a goyish it become a yid, that's a nes. It's not a gashmistik a nes, But it's a big nes. How could from a goy become a kedusha of a yid? That's a nes which happens in the Torah. The Torah gives a way that such a nes should happen. So the klal and the kedusha, we said before, per pritzim v'chelunu, pritzim the Ivanim came to the Beis Hamikdash and they were machalu the kodesh. Means like this, that the nature of kodesh is. It was like a, I don't see so much use in English sometimes, I just don't have the right word. It's not aggressive, it's not outgoing, it doesn't go so much on the offensive. It's like very reserved, so like a respected, it's something that's very respectful. It wouldn't go out and fight with you. You know, if you respect me, like a chashver person, some guy is not going to go out and advertise himself and go and put himself. You know, you have to, you have to respect me. You have to. It's fine many times. You know, the higher people. If you respect me, I'm here. If not, okay, goodbye. And I have to show you. I have to show you what I am. If you're worthy to be makabel my oath, it means because you respect me. So I'm ready to be mashpia to you. I'm ready to illuminate you and be your rabbi and be your mashpia. If you don't respect me, so we're good friends. But I'm going to my house. I have what to do in my house. No, I have to go. I have to come to you. The least you can do is respect and be makam. If you're not respectful, so you're not worthy. That's the teva of kedusha. That's the normal nature of kedusha. Kedusha, sometimes a person can be zoicha to a certain madrega of kedusha, something bezoicha to tzlach and Torah, bezoicha to tzlach and betfilah, but you have to respect it. Let's say if the rosh is ready to give someone a big light and tefillah, but every now and then, when he's a little busy, let's say he's busy and he has any reason of giving down up like 1, 2, 3, he's ready to give up his light of tefillah, his slahavas, because he has to talk to his friend. Or the Rosh gives him a good Shabbosim, illuminates his Shabbosim. But whenever he has any excuse, anything which Olam Hazalik excuse, so he's gonna go to Chavah Shabbos where he wouldn't feel much time Shabbos, not wouldn't have the suda, wouldn't do anything. He has obligations in business. Let's say he'll give up his whole Shabbos and goes someplace where he wouldn't have a Shabbos. If you don't respect it, so you lose it. If you don't respect the light that the Bajan gives you, so you're not worthy of being mekabel. If it doesn't mean anything to you, you're not ready to give anything, to sacrifice anything for it, to give away your it's not your priority, so you lose it. That's the tab of kiddush. That's the nature of kiddush. The Yevanim, and not only the Yevanim, there were many Klalis who were Mesiavnim, they were influenced by the Yevanim, so they didn't respect the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, and they went along with the Yavana. So the kedusha just left the place. You're not worthy, so it leaves. That's the oimik, which Chazal said that chilul Hashem doesn't have a kapara. If you oimik chilul Hashem, al temis until you die. Every aver has its own einish, its own punishment, its own chaimer. Chilul Hashem means not respecting kedush. You machal kedush. You don't respect the Kodesh with the right respect, the Machal Hashem. So what's going to happen is that the Kodesh is going to leave. Leaving is called Misa. Someone, when the Neshama leaves the Guf dies. When something that's Kodesh leaves that place of Kedusha, it's called that place died. It lost its Kedusha. The Lashon Hazor, Kol Man Danafel Medarge, someone falls from his Medrege, is called Misa. So since you made Misa in the Kedusha, you created a situation of Misa and Kedusha. So the Yoinish is also going to be, till you yourself will feel the taste of Misa, you will never have a kapara. Once you taste the taste of Misa, you'll realize what you did, and then you'll do the right tshuva, and then you have a kapara. So, Boy Pritza v'chalalu. Chalu is Lashon Misa, chalo. It's called a mace, it's called a chalo. Chalo means that when the neshama leaves, what's left over is a vacuum. Chalo, it's a vacuum. They created a vacuum in the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was full of the Kvod Hashem. The Molei Kvod Hashem as a Ba'is. Kvod Hashem is Molei the Ba'is. Cholo is not Molei. It's Cholo. It's a vacuum. Beis Mikdash, the Shekhinah left. Because if you don't respect the Kedusha, you don't have the right respect for the Kedusha, so the Shekhinah is going to leave. So the big nes of Hanukkah, which Rabbi Shem had Rachmanus and Klal Yisrael, and sort of changed the nature of the Kedusha. Usually the Kedusha, you have to look for it, to seek it. If you don't look for it, you won't find it. It's hard to get, it's very precious. If you don't respect it, you lose it. Like the Ritari Chazal say, Kosher l'knoisam. It's very hard to close off. V'noich la'abdam k'klei z'chuchas. It's very hard to be kind of Torah, just like klei z'av, and you lose it very easily. If you don't learn Torah, you don't chazal, you're not connected to Torah, you lose it right away. Hanukkah, they have danes. That's the victory of the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim victorious Rabbi al Mi'altim is only sort of the mashal. The Gashmi is the counter partner. The Pnimi is the ganes. What happened is that the Virgin gave the ability and the strength to the light to go out the chutz and conquer the choshech and be aggressive and go out and make a melchama with the choshech and chase the tumah of the Yevanim out of the Beis HaMikdash and with a melchama. When Muhammad bring back the Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash, even though the clothes weren't worthy for that, and that's why the Kedusha left the Beis HaMikdash. What the Mesiris Nefesh of the Chashmonaim, they were Ma'orah, they aroused the mercy of Hashem, the Rachmanus of Hashem, and he says, you have to be Macham, Yud Gimel, the Sharachma, by Neris Chanukah, 13 words of the Lahadlik Neris Chanukah, and the Racham Shemaim brings back the Kedusha. Every Yom Tov is not pshat. If you relate to a Yom Tov right, it's not pshat a Yom Tov. No, that's definitely not a Yom Tov. A time of celebration. That's not a Yom Tov. A Yom Tov is beside, even if there's any of a Yom Tov, even you know the any of the Yom Tov. But Yom Tov is really a time of the year that you acquire a certain kedusha, which this kedusha goes along with you all year. It's a time when you buy something, you acquire something. Sort of a time, you know, when it's a season. It's a season. It's a season when certain inyanim ruchniyim are able to buy them. It's a season. So Chanukah is the time when the kedusha invites you. You know, the kedusha goes down to you. People might learn Torah and wouldn't feel the kedushas of Torah. There are many parts in Torah. Maybe I don't know if I have time now. The shmuz to be masbred more, but there's certain parts of Torah. There's pnimi sater. There's niglus sater. There's many parts of Torah. The main idea is there's the ending of kedushas of Torah, feeling the kedusha of Torah, feeling the neshama of Torah, and you can learn without feeling the kedusha. Fine, you learn kedusha and Torah, and you won't feel that it's Torah is Hashem. It's something else. You have to be worthy. If you're not worthy, it's hard to be kind. It's hard to acquire. You have to be Avid Hashem, you have to have Yerushalayim. There's Memchas Dvarim Shatar Likas Bam. It's not so easy. Chanukah is a time when the Bershon brings it down to you and gives you the ability, even if you're on the outside, you should also be able to gaze at the Neiris Chanukah and see the Kedusha of the Torah. And once you have a taste of it, you're able to connect to it, and then it would accompany you and go along with you a whole year. It's sort of certain the Neiris Chanukah go down Lamata Masara Tvachim, go down to this world, which is called Lamata Masara Tvachim, where the Shekhinah never goes down. It goes out b'chutz, outside. I'll give you a certain mashal, a certain example. This is also a good example. Let's say you could say Chanukah, you're more prone to feel the Kedusha of Torah. Also more than that, this is manum. A certain people learn Torah, and they right away, they know a little chassidus, you know, Kabbalah chassidus. Right away, they'll be machadish, big chedushim. They'll see, and even the niglus of Torah, they'll see a lot of chassidus of Torah. Torah has to open itself for the person, has to reveal itself to the person. So let's say Chanukah is very mesugal to the kedusha of Chanukah. Doesn't have to be mamash, it should have Chanukah. It's more likely to have on Chanukah, but by experiencing a Chanukah, so sooner or later you'll be able to see what you didn't see before. The Chadash Chedusha that you were never able to be Mechadash. Because it's the Nais of Chanukah. The Nais of Chanukah is that the light goes out b'chutz, which is opposite of the Teva, of the nature of that light. That light was always b'fnam. It always looks pnimius. But don't tell us, Haroya, someone sees Neiris Chanukah and makes a bracha. Also, listen, it's very big chiddush. You never find it anywhere else. And you see, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. And you should make shalsa nisim. Megillah, you make shalsa nisim, or you mekayim the mitzvah of Megillah. Because the idea of the nes of Chanukah is, what's the nes? The Bosh showed you the light b'chutz. If you're on the outside, you're in the arts and you see the Ner, that's the Nes of Chanukah. You're behind the Nes of Chanukah. That's what happened on Chanukah. That the person is in the outside, he saw the light. He saw the light of Chanukah. And he can make a Shos and Nisim. It's a Nes that I see the light. Usually outside people don't see the light. So this is the Ner of Chanukah, which comes down the Matam Asar Tzvach. More so, the fact that it burns the Derech HaTeva more than it's supposed to burn, 8 days, it means like this, because it came down so low, even though Ner is Chanukah, no, the Moshe gave ability for the Chashmonaim to say big droshes and Torah, be mazbe the Torah, and show how the Torah is much greater than the Chachmas Yavim, to contradict the Chachmas Yavim, you know, show the godliness of Torah, take away the disrespect that the Yavanim had for Chachmas Torah. But there are certain people who saw on the outside, they wouldn't even step into the base medrash of the Chashmonaim. And then maybe they wouldn't understand what the Chashmonaim was saying. And he would challenge the Chashmonaim and say, "Oh, Musav, yeah, I don't know, I don't see, I don't hear, I don't see, I don't know." So the Chashmonaim showed him everything. You see, the candle is lights 8 days. It should light only one day, light 8 days. That he can't dispute. He can't dispute that. Okay, it came down to your senses. If you have the Shamanic senses, you have only goof. You're completely a goof. It came down to you too. But the idea is not, this is the main idea is not, that's not the Iker of the Nas. The Rabbi Admi'altim, the Chashmonaim were counted up because they had the same nature that light has. The nature of light is, we have the cloud that Ma'at min ha'or, do'ich ha'ar min ha'choshech. And literally, you bring one light into a whole room of choshech, the whole room gets illuminated. That's the nature of light. Light. So Rabbi Admi'altim means that they had the nature of light. They were metziyos of light. They conquered the Yavanim. And this light should go on the outside, not only the Beis Hamikdash, should go on the outside, go on the battlefield. Go in the outside world and give the Chashmonaim the ability that light has. That's a big nes. So the first night is the kasha of the Beis Yosef. What's the nes in the first night? First night there was no nes begashmius. So that shows that we're not the main nes is not the gashmi. The main nes is that the light of Chanukah shines the matam asorah tefachim. You don't have to have nes begashmius. I want to emphasize that came down begashmius is only the external power of the nes. Just to take care of the people that are completely on the outside. But the nes of Chanukah is that the ner of Chanukah came down, and Matam Asarat Tvach. So this is the inyan of Chanukah. Sort of, the Kedusha doesn't like to advertise itself. No, we live in a very chatzainistic world, you know, if you can define the culture, the way of thinking of today's world is very external. Everything is advertisement, everything is propaganda, advertising, everything goes outside. Most is very, very. A lot of sheker, a lot of chatzainis, propaganda, whatever. That's today's world. So usually kedusha, you want to find kedusha, don't look at find in the newspapers. That's not where you find kedusha. You have to look at the places where no one even knows about it. Chanukah is the advertisement of kedusha. Kedusha goes on the outside and advertises itself and says, "Come in. I'm standing by the door. I'm bringing the light, which is always inside, and bringing it outside. And now I'm inviting you. Come in. Come in b'fnem. Lo matamid b'chutz. Come in." So the neir. Balois Chasaneiris, which is the Rabban says that it's the Makar of the Nes of Chanukah, the Chinuch that Aharon HaKohen lit the Menorah, and Chadal Zal say, Shalach Gedoyle Mishalam, your Chinuch is better than or greater than the Nesiyim, Shalach Kayam is Loilo. The Rabban says that Ram is on the Nes of Chanukah, that the Chinuch of the Beis Hamikdash at the time of the Chashmonaim was through the Menorah. So it says, Almud Penei Am Menorah Yir Shiras Menorahs, and all six Menorahs were Paino, were faced the middle Menorah. It shows on Pnimis. Mud Penei Am Menorah, the Pnimis of the Menorah, the Penei, where the Shiras them, because it's Pnimis, it's our Pnimis. And the Ner, according to Waman Da'amah, this Ner, which is in the middle of the Menorah, is called the Ner Maravi. This was the Ner Maravi, which always happened in the Nes, like Chanukah, always. And this Ner Maravi is called Ner Maravi because it's faced the Ma'ariv, the Kodesh Kodeshim. It took out the light from the Kodesh Kodeshim into the Menorah. The Kodesh Kodeshim is Kila Pnimis, light of Pnimis. You have three Neirs on this side, you have three Neirs on this side. Chachma, you have the Inyan, which is called Chachma Shleima. Chachma of Shleima Melech. He's a Chachma Kalon. And of course, that definitely he's connected to the menorah. Shleima made 10 menorahs in the Beis Hamikdash, and each menorah had 7 candles, which is 70 candles. 70 because 70 umasters, and you could be metargim the Torah in 9 lashon, 70 languages you could translate the Torah, And this is some of the neiros of Shleim HaMelech. Some rumors in the parasha in Menor, Cain also has a Menor, also has Gematria Shleim. Cain is Gematria 70. Shleim made 70 neiros in the Menor. Shleim wrote 3 svarim, which the Zohar says that's Merumas, or the Pasuk says, V'idaba Shleishis Alof Mashal, 3,000 Shalom, which means every Sefer is like 1,000, and 3 Madregas, 3 in Kabbalah it's called the Oilmas, Briya Yitzhiyasiya, but it's a Kabbalahian, and 3 svarim, Kehelas, Mishle, and Shir Shir. This corresponds to the 3 Madregas of the Knei Menorah. There's the 3 outside, 2 outside candles, 2 middle candles, 2 or inside candles, and everything had the koyah from the middle, from the Nerim Tzor. Kehelas is in the outside. Kehelas is sort of a philosophical safe. Philosophy. You know, it's very, if you learn Kehelas, you sometimes wonder, you know, he has a chakira, you know, what should a person do in his life? Should he do this, that? He tries this, he tries that. He says, Gamzehobel. Like someone who's just, he's looking for amos, he's philosophizing, he's thinking out loud. And I thought, I'll do this. And he thinks about how the world works. It's very simple, it's hard to learn, you know. You're a philosopher, the Torah says it. You have all the answers, but Shleim Beikir, like in Tzivim, Orme Farshah Mazbe, he spoke to the people that came to Sukkis, because you mark of Ayin Parim, 70 Parim and Sukkis, connected Ayin Homus. They have all the Geshem, they have a whole year from Sukkis. The Navi says that the Losidlovi Mashiach comes, the Ummah, the nation that wouldn't come Lachagas Chagas Sukkis, they wouldn't come to Chagas Sukkis, they wouldn't have Geshem, they wouldn't have rain. Because the rain version decrees rain for the year on Sukkot, Nidoyim Olamai, and they come to the Beis Hamikdash, and we mark it korbanos for them, Ayin Parim. So there's a whole minhag that the Umas Oilam sent people to Yerushalayim, and they respected Yerushalayim and have their hashpah from Yerushalayim, especially Bimei Shleim. Shleim was the Melech Bekubim. Melech Bekubim means that he had the influence on the whole world. Everyone respected him. So he talked their language, and he tried to be mekarev them to the Torah, not make them gerim exactly, but he should have a mitzvah, should know what a person is. And so he spoke their language, philosophy. In other words, he was mala, klipas noige of philosophy to serve Torah. So he tried to make philosophy as a servant for Torah. And through Torah, explain the right philosophies of the world. And he comes to a conclusion. And the conclusion is, soiv davar hakol nishma, es lekem yira, es mitzvois of shemar, ki zeh kol odom. He says, zeh kol odom. Every odom. Even a goyos. There's mitzvah, sheva mitzvah, b'nei goyos. There's Yerushalayim, which a goyos also has to have Yerushalayim, sheva mitzvah. You should know, zeh kol odom. The last pasuk of Kehelas, so it brings you into Mishle. It's like the gate to come to the next level. When you end one level, it's a gateway for the next level. So now he's now about the mission. He's saying what the Torah says. So Kim Yeras and says Shemar Zekalo. Mishlei speaks people that listen to the Torah, but more niglus of Torah. The Chelga niglus Shulchan Aruch. Nister Torah, that's Seidus of Torah, that's secrets of Torah. That would be Iker be Nizgala Los Blava. We have today a little of that. That's Seidus of Torah. Soid of Yichud Kitchibrich Shunta, everything that happens in the Beis HaMikdash. When you brought it, so Mishle is Eitzus on keeping the Torah. Sur Marav and Sey Toiv. Don't do this, do that. He's Mechiyach, he says Musa. He's a Musa Sefer. Mishle is the real Musa Sefer of Tnach, is Mishle. That's plain Musa. It talks about the right way. Shir Shirim is the Yichud Kitchibrich Shunta. When he brought in the Aron to Kodesh Kodesh, and then the Chazal say he made Shir Shir. Shir Shir Ma'ashev Shloim HaMelech Shalom Shaloi. Yishikeinu Mishik Espi, that's the Yichud of the Kodesh Kodesh. Kol HaShirim Kodesh, Mishir HaShirim Kodesh Kodesh. That's Kodesh Kodesh. And when he ends Mishle, he says sort of a little, speaks the same language of Shir Shir. Eish is Chayim, Yimtza is speaking the language of Shir Shir. So he starts from Kehelas, goes to Mishle, and then enters the high world of Shir Shir. These are the 3 Madregas of the Kenei Menor. In the middle, the Koich that combines them all, makes them from Miksha Achas. Miksha Achas means everything in one. It's called the Oilam Hashmini. You know, there's the weekdays, the Shabbos, and there's Oilam Ab, which is called Oilam Hashmini. What's the difference? Weekdays is six days of the week. Because there's 6 sides, six and three dimensions have six sides. Six. So that's called like chitzayim. You have the nucleus, the middle, the focal point, the middle. That's nekuda, that's Shabbos. Shabbos. That's like a nekuda from which everything comes from that. And that's and the kula pnimis. It's yemid and neshmasa. Lo yemid the guf klal. It's no guf. Neshmasa. Everything revolves a lot around that nekuda, which is called Shabbos. Afterwards, going to come oil mashmini. Shmini means Yom Shikula Shabbos. It's not, there's only one day of Shabbos, and there's the weekdays which revolve around the Shabbos. It's the Shmini, which is Koil, brings everything into the Shabbos. It combines the Koil and the Shabbos together. That's the Yom Shikula Shabbos, the Olam Haba. Haba is Gematria 8. Everything that has to do with Olam Haba has to wait. And this Ne'eram Tzoy, this is pointed at Aaron. The Aaron is Kodesh Kodesh, that's the Olam Hashmini. As we know, the Aaron, we'll go by Riches, that Kodesh Kodesh and the Kohen Gadol went to the Yom Kippur. Shivas Yomim, for Yom Kippur, he prepared to come to and Yom Kippur was his Yom Hashmini. Then he went to the whole year is divided into seven. To divide a year into seven. 52 times seven is 364. So it's 364 days in the year. But the Shisal, this 365th day, is not divided into seven. It's the Shmini. It's the Shmini. The Olam Hashmini, it's higher than the world is. The world is Shivas Yimei Bereishis. This is Shmini, Olam Haba. So this Shmini combines them all. So the Torah says, Amud Peneyam Noir, to the Pnimis of the Noir, Yiru Shivas Aneiris. That was Akasha. Why do you say Shivas Aneiris? You say Sheshes Aneiris. The six Neiris are facing the Peneyam Noir. No. One said the Peneyam Noir means the Aron, the Pnimis of the Noir. Or is also called Or Nun, the Or of the Shara Nun. Nun 70 is also Shmini, like because 7 times 7 is 49. So the Shmini, so the Nun is Shmini, and there's Oren, Or Nun, the Olam Hashmini. So this Pnei Ner is in the Oren, and the Ne'eram Tzoy is facing the Oren, and this brings the light of the Oren to combine all the Ne'eras together. That's what the pasuk says. V'zeh ma'asam noir, d'ol ma'asam noir, mikshachas. It's one thing. It's not different madrigas. It's mikshachas. It's one. It connects everything together. So mikshas Rosh Hashanah, kahelis, mishle, shiyoshi. It connects the mikshah. And kain also asam noir. Kain also is also gematria mikshah. Kain shleim ha'melech had the ability to connect all chalokim. From Kehelas till Shir, and make them all one. So this is the nace of Chanukah. And really, it's very interesting that Chazal said, "Haget Shvocha Shal Har Shleshinu Har Mul Pnei Amnoyer Her Yas Kein Har." So all that's what's the Shvocha Har Shleshinu? It was a Har Avoda because he had to work on two fronts. Someone that goes out and outside. You know, he becomes an external person, an outside person. A different person is an inside. To do both together, two opposites together. On one side, he's completely pnimius. The other side, he could advertise that pnimius. He's a pnimius that goes on the outside. He makes a mixture achas of the chitzonis and pnimius. So the haget shvocha shel har shleshinu. He did it right. That means he didn't do two things, one thing. Sometimes a person, okay, now I'm going to the outside, okay, come on. Afterwards I go back to the inside. No, he did it one time. He did it one tradition, it wasn't two avoidance, it was one avoidance. So this is the big nace of Chanukah. The version brings down, this big rachman, brings down the earth, Pnimi Sator, the earth of Kurdish Kodeshim, Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Odom, down, the Matar Masorah Tzvachim, down, the Matar. You don't even realize how much Lamata, and Lama Madrega. We should finish now, but I'll just remind the Chiddush that I said on Shabbos, so I'll just end it with this. I think it's going to be Mashlam, the same Indian. Of Mazbed Indian, of the Iga B'Kafir Eichai, we had this week. And it says, V'Yizach L'Hashemesh. The Iga B'Kafir Eichai, Chazal say, was children of Yaakov, which is called Yitzhi Yerach Yaakov. There he had a the Malach couldn't conquer Yaakov, but he could conquer the children of Yaakov. Kafirecha, there he had a certain hope. So it could be that the Kavanah of the Rebbeinu Shel was here, that finally Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked for Schus Oves, Schoel Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, then the Rebbeinu Shel after the Egel told the Gilad and Sharachma, so Rashi brings a Chazal, but she told him, I'm giving you Musa. When you davened for Schus Oves. As there it says, Moshe's tefillah was the biggest tefillah, even Avram didn't daven so, which was very such Rachma, like Moshe. But the Moshe gave him Musa, he didn't go far enough. No, he didn't go far. He said, Zechoy Avram Yitzchak, what do you think, if it's going to be Thomas Schus Oves, it wouldn't be Schus Oves, there's no hope. I'm teaching you the Yud-Gimel Sharachma, which even when it's Thomas Schus Oves, there's also hope. Rachmei Einam Kolom. My Rachmanus is infinite. Never, it's everlasting. Always. There's no limitation. So you see the Yigimel and the Sharachman that comes from Hashem himself. That's even when it's Thomas Chusavis. Chazal says sometimes it's a matzah of Thomas, it's Thomas Chusavis. So the Yotze Yerach Yaakov could be Yonik from Yaakov. But Ve'yiga Bekafi Reicha means that the Kedush of Yaakov didn't go down to the Yotze Yerach Yaakov. They couldn't connect to Yaakov. So it's Thomas Chusavis. So it's not Chusavis. If Yaakov lo Yochaloi, and the children is Yochaloi, so they're not connected to Dami. And Moshe wanted to show that even when it's Thomas Chusavis, Ve'yigar Yizrach lo Yashemesh, so the Shimshi, that's the Moshe himself, I'll be Rav Rachmanas even when it's Thomas Chusavis. There are poise to be bring this refu. And this is the Yigimel Sharachman that comes in Zgala, the name is Chanukah. The Rachmei Einam Kolom, which is everlasting, which reaches the far, the furthest neshamas, the lowest neshamas. And this is the light of Melech HaMashiach, she's Galam, Meir, Meinom.